KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional periods of rain today, mainly later this morning and through this afternoon. We'll have a high around 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in the high school media room. On their agenda for the 7:30 p.m. session is an update or presentation from Jerry Purdy with the Design Alliance Architectural Firm. The board will also act on approving general and special education contracts, as well as other similar contracts and or letters of assignments and resignations. Other matters up for discussion and action include approval of allowable growth requests for increased enrollment, limited English proficiency or LEP instruction beyond 4 years, and a request for excess cost for LEP instruction. The first reading of policies pertaining to the use of video cameras on the school premises and a school transportation regulation, and approval of a bid for the replacement of doors for the Washington School and the baseball concession stand. The board will also hold their initial discussion with regard to the 2012-2013 budget. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In area news, police in Red Oak say a local woman was arrested Monday on a warrant for fifth-degree theft. 28-year-old Anne Marie Reed of Red Oak was taken into custody at her home on North 2nd Street. Reed was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Officials of the Lenox Police Department report a Red Oak woman was arrested last week on a fourth-degree theft charge. The arrest of 20-year-old Desiree Willis was the result of an investigation into bad checks allegedly written to the Lenox computer store. Willis was transferred to a Taylor County deputy and then transported to the Taylor County Jail. A delay in charges being filed against an Iowa man has let him escape the possibility of more than 10 years in prison. Des Moines television station KCCI said James Eagle had led police in a high-speed chase through Dallas County on September 11th. He'd faced more than 30 traffic charges and two felony counts of assaulting an officer. But Eagle's attorney, Bill Cutmus, told the station that the county's attorney's office didn't file the charges in court within 45 days. So Cutmus began bargaining with the prosecutors and managed to get most of the charges dropped. Eagle pleaded guilty to eluding and got 180 days in jail with 90 days suspended. The Dallas County Attorney's Office has declined to comment. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers currently has only enough money available to fix 11 out of 68 Missouri River levees and is draining extra water from upstream reservoirs to nurse the flood-battered system through 2012. Officials made the announcement Monday during a meeting of the Missouri River Flood Task Force in suburban Kansas City. Damaged levees are located in Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. The Corps said the $68 million available is sufficient only to help pay for the most crucial projects. The goal is to fix those levees at least enough to protect against a 25-year flood, although many previously provided 100-year flood protection. John Legow of the Corps said it would cost $253 million to make all the repairs needed in the Missouri River Basin. Council Bluffs leaders are looking to buy out the owners of a few dozen properties that were heavily damaged by this summer's Missouri River flooding. Mayor Tom Hannafin said there are around 14 individuals or groups who own 45 properties being considered, and many of the owners have already shown interest in selling.
We had 8 owners that came forward to like to buy out, so we need them all to really get accomplished. That way they'll never be on the water side of the levee again.
Hannafin said this is not a forced sellout, as the property owners have to agree to the terms.
We held a meeting with 14 owners in the property. The indication was that 8 of those were interested in being purchased out.
Hannafin said many of the homes and other properties have significant flood damage.
If you got 50% damage, what do you got? Would it be better off for you to be bought out, or what are you going to do?
None of the properties are protected affected by the levy. They'll be appraised through Pottawatomie County, while FEMA will pay 85% of the buyout. Several owners are refusing to sell. Additional details have been released with regard to Texas Governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry's bus tour across Iowa. As we mentioned on KJAN.com Friday and over the weekend, Perry begins his 48-city tour Wednesday afternoon with a 1 p.m. stop in Council Bluffs for a town hall meeting at Bayless Park Hall at 530 First Avenue. At 3:15 p.m. Wednesday, Perry will hold a Main Street walk in Harlan on the town square with the Shelby County Chamber of Commerce at 1101 7th Street. That same evening at 5, he'll be in Denison for a meet and greet at Kronk's Cafe Restaurant. Perry will be in the KJAN listening area again on Tuesday, December 27th, with a 10:45 a.m. meet and greet event at the Main Street Cafe in Council Bluffs, followed by a similar event at the Glenn Miller Museum in Clarinda beginning at 1:15 p.m. From there, Perry moves on to Creston on the 27th for a 3:30 p.m. meet and greet at Adams Street Espresso. Governor Perry will also be in Carroll on January 2nd for a meet and greet at the Santa Maria Vineyard beginning at 4 p.m. Each of Iowa's 99 counties is likely to hear from Republican presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann by the end of this month. Bachmann's campaign said Monday that she plans to spend 10 days crisscrossing the state and will begin this Friday in northwest Iowa. With a break for Christmas, Bachmann's bus tour is expected to stop in every Iowa county by December 28th. The Minnesota congresswoman is hoping to pull off a surprise win in the first caucus state. Bachmann won a non-binding Iowa GOP straw poll last August, but her standing has slipped since then. Polls show that former House Speaker Newt Gingrich leads his rivals in the state. Iowa opens the GOP nominating push with its precinct caucuses in about 3 weeks on January 3rd. A new survey shows Iowa business owners are growing more confident about boosting their staffing levels. Kathy Jablinski is a spokesperson for Manpower Incorporated, which has released its Employment Outlook survey for the first quarter of 2012.
18% of the companies that were interviewed plan to hire more employees, while 7% expect to reduce their payrolls. So it gives us a net employment of 11%.
The results compare to an overall outlook of just 6% in the first quarter 1 year ago. Employers in construction plan to reduce staffing levels over the next 4 months, but Jablinski said that many other sectors of the economy could be growing.
For the upcoming quarter, the job prospects appear best in manufacturing, transportation and utilities, wholesale and retail trade, information, professional and business services, leisure and hospitality.
Nationally, 14% of the companies surveyed expect to add to their workforces and 9% expect a decline in their payrolls during the first quarter of 2012. More than 18,000 employers are surveyed in the U.S. as part of the quarterly Manpower Report. Governor Terry Branstad said he's confident the Iowa Supreme Court will support his right to veto funding for Iowa workforce development offices, calling it a key test of gubernatorial authority. Branstad used his line item veto power to reject $3 million to pay for running workforce development offices around the state. Instead, the state has installed computer terminals and libraries and other spots where people can access employment services. A lawsuit charged that Branstad exceeded his authority, and last week a Polk County judge agreed. Speaking at his weekly news conference Monday, Branstad expressed confidence, saying he'll seek an expedited Iowa Supreme Court review of the decision. Branstad says it's an important marker for deciding how far the governor can go to control spending. And a statewide effort to help Iowa entrepreneurs is beginning with the launch of Startup Iowa. Its goal is to create a network of organizations that could help new businesses get up and running. Debbie Durham heads Iowa's Economic Development Authority. She said that nurturing startups will help the state grow more jobs. Kristen Renaud of Startup City Des Moines said Startup Iowa won't be a conduit for venture capital, but it will help people cut through the red tape that can hamper the start of new businesses. Startup Iowa will also highlight businesses, incubators at Iowa State universities and in West Des Moines and other Iowa cities as well. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky has waived his preliminary hearing. The decision moves him toward a trial on charges of child sex abuse. At least some of his 10 accusers had been expected to testify at today's hearing. A government audit of Head Start facilities has found safety violations that could give the parents of preschoolers nightmares. The review of some 175 facilities in seven states found that many were not conducting criminal background checks on staff. Chemicals marked keep out of reach of children were not safely put away, and most facilities had open or broken gates and playground equipment in poor shape. And Americans spent more on autos, furniture, and clothing during the start of the holiday shopping season, boosting retail sales for the sixth straight month. The Commerce Department said retail sales rose 0.2% in November. October's gain was revised higher to show a 0.6% increase. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
In the funeral announcements, Francis Madison, age 90 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Winterset Care Center South. Funeral services for Francis Madison will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. John Butch Dennis, age 83 of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday at the Cass County Home Care Hospice. Funeral services for Butch Dennis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ryan Tater Johnson, age 51 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Tater Johnson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Detlefson, age 93 of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Detlefson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ann Morris Morgan, age 85 of Greenfield, died this morning at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Morris Morgan are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.